Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons. Summary Chapter 1. What's Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons? Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons is a comprehensive program developed by Siegfried Engelmann, designed for teaching children how to read effectively. The book is based on the DSTAR method, which emphasizes direct instruction and systematic phonics. Key features. 1. Structured lessons. The program is organized into 100 lessons that gradually introduce reading skills. Each lesson builds upon the previous one, ensuring a step-by-step approach to literacy. 2. Phonics-based approach. The method emphasizes phonics, helping children understand the relationship between letters and sounds. This foundational skill enables them to decode words independently. 3. Scripted instructions. Each lesson includes scripted instructions for the teacher or parent, making it easy to deliver the program without prior teaching experience. 4. Interactive techniques. The lessons incorporate various interactive techniques, such as writing and reading exercises that engage children and make learning fun. 5. Parental involvement. The book encourages active participation from parents or caregivers, allowing them to play a crucial role in their child's learning process. 6. Progressive difficulty. Lessons begin with simple tasks and gradually increase in complexity, accommodating different learning paces and styles. Target audience. The program is primarily aimed at children aged 4 to 7 years, but it can also be beneficial for older children who struggle with reading. Benefits. It aims to instill a love of reading early in a child's life. The structured nature of the program helps children gain confidence as they see their progress through completed lessons. The focus on phonics helps children become proficient readers who can tackle new words independently. Overall, Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons is a widely used and respected resource that has helped many families and educators facilitate early reading skills in a straightforward, effective manner. Chapter 2, The Background of Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons, Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons, was written by Siegfried Engelmann and first published in 1986. The book is designed to be a straightforward, systematic approach to teaching young children how to read, using a phonics-based methodology. Here's a look into the social context of its creation and Engelmann's intentions. Social context. 1. Educational reform movement. 1980s. The 1980s saw significant shifts in education, particularly regarding literacy instruction. This period questioned traditional approaches to reading instruction that relied heavily on whole language methods, advocating instead for more structured and systematic phonics programs. Engelmann's work arose from these discussions. 2. Cognitive and developmental psychology. Engelmann's ideas were influenced by research in cognitive psychology and behaviorism, emphasizing the importance of the environment and structured learning in children's education. The period was rich with developments in understanding how children learn, focusing on creating optimal learning environments. 3. Increasing concern about literacy rates. The 1980s also featured rising concerns over literacy rates among children in the U.S., especially in urban areas and among underprivileged populations. Engelmann aimed to address these issues by creating a method that could be easily adopted by parents and teachers, regardless of their own teaching background. 4. Shift towards parental involvement. There was growing recognition of the role of parents in education. Engelmann's book explicitly targets parents, empowering them to take an active role in their child's literacy development with a clear guide to follow. Author's intentions. 1. Accessibility of reading instruction. Engelmann's primary goal was to create an easily accessible method for teaching reading that could be adopted by anyone, whether an experienced teacher or a concerned parent. He wanted to demystify the teaching process and provide a clear, step-by-step program. 2. Phonics emphasis. Engelmann strongly believed that phonics was the most effective way to teach reading. This approach contrasts with whole language techniques that were popular at the time and which Engelmann viewed as less effective and more confusing for beginners. 3. Systematic instruction. The book was structured to guide children through reading skills in a logical progression, involving gradual increases in difficulty. Engelmann thought that children would achieve better outcomes through this systematic exposure to phonics and other reading skills. 4. Focus on mastery. Engelmann emphasized the importance of mastery in reading skills. By creating a program that allowed for significant practice and reinforcement, he believed children would build a solid foundation for lifelong reading skills. Conclusion: teach your child to read in 100 easy lessons thus reflects not only the educational philosophies of the 1980s, but also a broader societal push towards improving literacy through systematic, accessible methods. Engelmann's work continues to be influential and is often used by parents and educators looking to provide children with a solid reading foundation. Chapter 3 Quotes of Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons. Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons quotes as follows. Here are some key quotes and concepts from the book, Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons, by Siegfried Engelmann. Please note that while specific quotes from the text are not provided, these paraphrase statements capture the essence of the teachings in the book. 1. Direct instruction matters. Systematic teaching of phonics and reading skills is essential for early literacy development. 2. Building confidence. It's important to create a positive learning environment where mistakes are viewed as part of the learning process. 3. Consistency is key. Daily practice and consistent routines are fundamental for children to master reading skills effectively. 4. Engagement through interaction. Involving your child in the reading process makes learning more enjoyable and effective. 5. Step-by-step progression. Teaching should be broken down into manageable steps that build on each other progressively. 6. Phonetic awareness. Understanding the sounds of letters and how they form words is crucial for reading success. 7. Instant feedback. Providing immediate feedback helps children correct their mistakes and reinforces learning. 8. Encouraging independence. The goal is for children to become confident, independent readers who enjoy the process. 9. Utilizing visuals. Visual aids, such as pictures and written words, enhance comprehension and retention. 10. Celebrate accomplishments. Recognizing and celebrating small victories along the reading journey motivates children to continue learning. These principles encapsulate the core philosophy of Engelmann's approach to teaching reading, emphasizing structure, support, and encouragement. Read Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/teach-your-child-to-read-in-100-easy-lessons. By Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=sign-teach+your+child+to+read+in+100+easy+lessons. By Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign-teach-your-child-to-read-in-100-easy-lessons-and-languages=n. Search Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign-teach-your-child-to-read-in-100-easy-lessons-and-offset=1.